And Pete Weatherburn from Brave Vet. Pete the Vet joins us. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you. Another great weather for bringing your dog for a walk. Should you stay at home if it gets too windy, Pete?
I think you should try to go out, as long as your dog's happy to go out. I think short walks are important for dogs. If they get kept in all the time, they do tend to get a bit miserable and frustrated, and it's not great for them. But you have to listen to them as well, and you have to apply common sense. So if there's winds blowing up a really high level, I think you're best to avoid areas where there are trees. Maybe go down to the seafront in Bray rather than up in the woods around Coolwaterry, that kind of a thing. That makes sense. So you just have to do that. And if a dog doesn't want to go out at all, and I have a little dog like that, if she really doesn't want to go out, well, I'll put a coat on her, and sometimes when she's got a coat on, she'll be happy to go out. But other than that, she still doesn't want to go out. Then really, it's just out round the yard and do her business and get back in.
Do they get afraid?
I don't know if they get afraid. I think, yeah, if there's a lot of noise from wind and so on, I think maybe they get a bit anxious, all right. But I think also it's just a bit unpleasant when it's cold and wet and windy, and dogs don't like getting uncomfortable any more than we do. So, you know, that's the way it is for them.
Okay, I suppose you just have to monitor the weather and see the reaction of the dog, as you say. Now, a story that's been ongoing for the last while is the amount of dogs being surrendered in shelters, and particularly, we'll say, in Wicklow, in our case, but across the country as well. So is this all about people returning to work and can't manage anymore and the novelty is over and
I think it's more the latter than the former. I think what's happened is that there was a pandemic love affair between the Irish public and puppies. But an awful lot of people fell in love with the idea of having puppies. And as well as that, they happened to be at home, so they had a bit more time and space and money to do that. And so they did. But what's happened now is the puppies have grown up into adult dogs. It's nearly 2 years since the first lockdown. So that means that, if they got puppies for that period, those puppies are now aged between 1 and 2 years of age. And that's a stage when dogs do become more demanding and a bit less charming sometimes. You know, they're no longer cuddly pups, they're big bouncy dogs. And so what rescues are reporting is that the incidence of dogs being surrendered to pounds and to dog rescues is huge. It's more than doubled since last year. And so this is causing real issues.
Have we too many dogs now?
I think we've too many of some types of dogs. So what I'm hearing from some of the rescues is that they're not getting back the little white fluffy dogs that people have bought. You know, a lot of people spent a lot of money on these kind of designer crossbreeds. These aren't the ones that tend to be surrendered. And whether that's because they tend to be a bit less big and bouncy or whether it's because people try and sell them on rather than just surrendering them, I'm not quite sure. But the types of dogs that the rescues are filling up with are perhaps the ones that might be seen as being a bit less desirable. So you might have the typical collie crosses, the dogs, ex-farm dogs, and maybe some of the bull terrier types that are ultra cute when they're pups, but when they get big, they're very strong and quite demanding and a bit more challenging to look after. And the problem for the rescues is that these dogs also tends to be a bit more difficult to rehome, because when people want to take on a rescue dog, they have in their minds the type of dog that they want, and that doesn't necessarily mean a big hairy collie. And so those big hairy collies actually can make the most fabulous pets, but still people often aren't drawn to them in the same way as they are to some other types of dogs. So the rescues are left holding these dogs and trying desperately to find homes for them, but also being quite careful not to give them out to anybody, being careful to get them to only homes that they reckon are going to be really good homes for them. And this is a real challenge sometimes.
And does it lead to euthanasia?
I don't think so. I think most of the rescues in this country would see themselves as no-kill rescues and no-kill pounds. That means that they do their absolute best not to euthanize animals just because they're not wanted. I think the only time that animals are euthanized in such situations is when they're perhaps completely rehomeable for difficult reasons such as highly aggressive behavior, situations where they just can't be rehomed anywhere, not because they just haven't found a home yet, but because they'd be a danger in a new home, and that's the kind of challenging case which sometimes does get euthanized. Yeah.
So what happens to the surplus?
What happens to the surplus? Well, what happens is, I think, that the rescues hang on to them for longer than they'd like to, and ultimately they do eventually manage to get homes for them. But in the meantime, they're left with a very big burden, because those dogs, they need to be housed, they need to be fed, they need to be exercised, and that's not at all easy. I suppose ultimately what will happen will be rescue centres will all get absolutely chock-a-block, and we'll then start to have problems with people not being able to surrender dogs because the rescues are all full. And that's the big concern I think that rescues have at the moment, that's something which may be beginning to happen.
Right, okay, that's not good.
No.
So, all right, you've outlined to us some problems there. So, you know, if you're in difficulty and you need to surrender your dog, you probably have no choice but to surrender, but make sure you do to one of the animal charities anyway.
It's still better to surrender dog. What we want to avoid is people just abandoning dogs. And that did happen in the past when rescue centres were all full. I mean, that's what we're hoping won't happen, because if dogs are abandoned, that's the worst-case situation for them. And that's, you know, remember, people, you always can surrender a dog. Better again, think about it really, really carefully before you take on a dog, because, you know, you want to avoid having to surrender a dog by not getting a dog if you're not ready for one, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So don't just go into dog ownership lightly. It's a really big deal.
All right, Pete Weatherburn from Bray Vet on Old Connor Avenue in Bray. And you can read Pete, of course, in the Irish Examiner as well, and all over the place. But good to talk to you this morning, Pete, and we'll keep in touch. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Declan. Take care now.
Bye-bye.